Joining us on WRCO is Randy Plunkett, who's a local entertainer. We've had him on the radio before. It sounds like it's been a busy summer for you, Randy.
It's been crazy busy, yep, doing about 15 shows a month in VFWs, assisted living, senior centers, all over southeastern, southwestern, and southern Wisconsin.
Wow, and I applaud you for what you do. First of all, going into the assisted living places, that has to be rewarding when you see people responding to your music, isn't it?
It's wonderful, and the folks are so joyful. And sometimes if you're working in a memory care unit, people come to life. Music and that memory is such a powerful connection. So it's fun to see somebody who isn't talking much anymore get excited and sing All the Words to Venus by Frankie Avalon.
All right. I know you like to sing some of those songs from the crooners and from the teen idols and those kind of things. And are you pinpointing any one artist this year, Randy?
Yes, I'm doing a Paul Anka tribute show. Got two lined up so far, and I'm expecting some more for the fall. And I call the show Paul Anka Superstar, but it's S-O-U-P, because Paul got to New York by winning a Campbell's Soup label contest. When he was 14 in Ottawa, Canada, he collected more soup labels than anyone else, and he had already written his song, Diana, and he ended up going to New York after he just turned 15 and got a deal with ABC Records.
Wow, and you talk about a long-lasting career. Paul Anka has had it, hasn't he?
Absolutely. This guy has had top 50 hits in 7 decades.
Yeah, amazing.
And collaborated with Frank Sinatra, wrote the theme to The Tonight Show for Johnny Carson, wrote She's a Lady for Tom Jones, This Is It for Michael Jackson. So he's just on the go, and here's the irony of it all. He just turned 85 July 30th, and he's on tour through the end of next year.
That's something else. I mean, if you only wrote one song, you talked about Frank Sinatra, My Way.
Absolutely. You
know, amazing song.
Real interesting quick story on that. He was having dinner with Frank in 1966, and Frank said, I'm done. So I'm doing one more album, and that's it. And Paul had already purchased the rights to a French melody, and he said, I went home that night to New York and thought, Frank's retiring. Wow, it's the end of an era. What's got to be going through his mind? And he said, that's where it came from, and now the end is near. And he wrote that in 5 hours, and long story short, Frank recorded for another 15 more years.
I know. Yeah, that was not his swan song, that's for sure.
That's right.
Every time The Tonight Show was on, Paul Anka got royalties, too.
He got $200, Phil, every time that song played 1.6 million times over 30 years.
Ooh. I was on the math team, but that hurts my brain. I can't figure that one out.
And it's really interesting because Skitch Henderson was actually the music director, and he did not want Paul to write the theme song, but Paul promised Johnny that he'd put his name on it and he'd give him half the royalties. So he also made $200 every time the song played.
Wow. Well, Johnny was a businessman, too. That worked out pretty well.
Absolutely.
When you do the Paul Anka Superstar show, do you play even some of his 70s songs?
Yes, I do. The Times of Your Life, Having My Baby, which it's really interesting how Paul's songs tie to his circumstances. He wrote You Are My Destiny. First of all, he wrote Diana about a girl he was in love with in his church choir. You Are My Destiny, he wrote in 57 for his mother. And then Having My Baby, he wrote for his wife when she was having their fourth or fifth child. So he wrote Lonely Boy because he said all the teen idols, everybody thought they lived like Ricky Nelson talked about in Traveling Man. But he said, no, we were all pretty lonely, had no time to have relationships. And, of course, he wrote Puppy Love because he was in love with Annette Funicello at 17. And everybody told them, that's just infatuation. That's not real love. So he has such a masterful ability to take circumstances, and he's such a great craftsman with words. He was trained as a Cub reporter when he was a teenager and then played piano. So, yep, his amazing songs have just lasted and lasted.
Well, again, are the dates for your Paul Anka shows this fall?
Sure. September 14th at the Marquardt, which is a senior living facility in Watertown. And then September 24th is the...
Looks like Colonial Club, Sun Prairie.
Colonial Club in Sun Prairie. Thank you. I'm glad it's not the 24th. I'd probably be going to Janesville.
Oh, yes. Indeed. Well, then that's those are a couple of big shows. You're still doing some other shows, singing the Bobbies or anything like that?
Yeah, still doing some Bobbies. And actually, still doing a couple car shows. I do love doing the cruise in once a month out there in Richland Center, and so much fun. Everybody enjoys all the Beach Boys and Jan and Dean, but I think the crowd lives to hear Beep Beep.
Do you do that one?
Beep Beep by the Playmates, I sure do.
Really? That's a hard song to sing because it gets faster and faster.
To get all the words in. I think probably the most popular I get requests for is Hot Rod Lincoln.
Oh.
Which is, and here's your trivia question. Besides that song, what was the only other hit that Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen had?
Well, he sang Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette.
That's right. Yeah. You got it.
A couple of
DJs, they know everything.
He was doing those country, I don't know if you call them swing or whatever the term was in the
50s. Yeah, kind of rockabilly country, like rock swing type stuff. So.
Right. So, yeah, good stuff. You're playing kind of throughout the area. Do you have a website where people can find out where you're going to be at next?
You bet. www.rememberwithrandy.com. And as always, I'm still looking always for new places to sing. I'd love to bring the tribute show to the auditorium there or the any performing arts centers around the area. So if you guys know somebody, you can find me on Facebook and follow me there and see my antics. But also there's some contact info and reels on my website.
Yeah, I think the last time you were on, I believe you were promoting a Bobby Darin show.
Yep, here come the Bobbies. It's Bobby Darin and Bobby Vinton. And I'm still doing those. And then I have another show called The Other Bobbies, which is Bobby V and Bobby Rydell.
All my favorites. Very good. Anything else you want to add today, Randy?
Nope. Phil, you're amazing. Wish you good health. And hope the folks all are out there enjoying great music and having great memories.
Well, you do. Music evokes such good memories, and they give us like 3-minute escape routes, don't they?
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
Sounds good.
I love it.
Randy, I appreciate you joining us. Call us anytime or stop by the studio next time you're in Richland Center.
All right, Phil. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Randy Plunkett joining us here on WRCO as we talk a little music on The Morning Show.